Truck Chat Freestyle for Saturday, August 17th, 2013. Dog days of podcasting, sitting here in my van, just headed to the karate school for a very busy morning. Had a wonderful time last night with Julie and Lisa and a couple of Julie's friends. We went up to Bay Beach, which is a little amusement park in Green Bay. Very nice. Done by the Park and Recs Department. And had a cookout. Julie made a homemade piñata, filled it with candy. That was good for a bunch of laughs because it kept falling off the string. Wouldn't break open. She thought it was so fragile and the thing just would take a beating. Had a lot of fun with that. They rode on a bunch of rides. Donna and I had a nice walk around the park. Saw a beautiful sunset. Just a really nice time. Really nice time. Stayed there till dark. They closed at 9 o'clock and then we drove back. We were hoping to catch the tall ships that are in the harbor in Green Bay this weekend. If you're a long-time freestyle listener, Technorama listener, I don't remember which one I put this on, but I did a little audio tour of one of these ships a long time ago, and it was pretty cool, pretty cool. So they are back in Green Bay for this weekend. Don't think I'll get up there. We did not see them last night. So we headed out on a little county road, side road in Green Bay, and watched the ISS fly over at about 20 to 10 last night. Julie's friend Mandy was with us and hadn't seen that before. So great viewing just south of Austin Straubel Airfield in Green Bay, which is their main airport. Didn't think that would be a great spot, but found it accidentally and went ahead. This is, like I said, this is a very, very busy weekend, along with karate. I just got done with the slideshow for next Friday's presentation at the 25th anniversary party. That's about 1,400 slides. They're transferring over to Dropbox as I speak. So I'll have them on the laptop and be able to hook that up to their projector and let that run. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. I picked up a power washer. It's going on 9 a.m. So all this happened already. The girls wanted to make bread. So we started that. It's rising right now. I picked up the power washer, got gas in the can. Talked to the car dealership about Lisa's car. Lisa's looking at a new car. I mentioned a little while ago that hers is dead. Her Subaru is leaking oil into the coolant and coolant into the gas. So it's done. She's looking at another one. We found a decent deal, took it for a drive, brought it to a mechanic. And the mechanic said it's time for a bunch of 100,000-mile maintenance. And, you know, walked us around. There are a few things that are leaking a little bit. And it came out to close to $2,000 worth of maintenance. And we said, well, you know, we can't buy this car for the price you're asking and $2,000. And the guy says, oh, I forgot. I have an extended warranty. I'm 1 year into a 3 year extended warranty. You can transfer it for $50. And then it's got a $100 deductible. I figured, well, hey, getting $150 to pay for $2,000 worth of maintenance sounds like a great deal. So I'm trying to call the dealer and verify that we can transfer this and everything is covered before we actually lay down the cash. I don't want to get caught on the short side of this thing. Other things on the list this weekend, I've got to put sand on the brick patio. It needs a little bit of grout between the bricks to hold them together and dress it up. It's been a couple of years, so it's time to do that again, make it look nice. Trim the yard. I don't think I've run the trimmer in a month. So everything next to the mailbox and pavers and whatnot is just a big old mess. So getting that straightened out and just a whole bunch of new things. So I also need to talk to my sister at some point this morning about some voiceover work that I've done for work on some videos, you know, teaching people how to use this form or the wiki or whatever it is. I've volunteered my voice to anywhere from 3 to 7 minute videos that we've put up internally and externally. And asked her for some feedback. She does this professionally, along with selling real estate. And I wanted to get her input on things that I can improve. I don't know if I really want to hear this, but it's always scary when you ask somebody for their opinion and you know they're good at it. But I do want to improve on that and continue to lend value in other areas at work other than just, you know, providing solution support to our customers. Figure this is a fun thing to do. I can utilize the podcasting experience and equipment. And again, like I said, add some value where others may not be able to and save the company some money. You know, it costs a few $100 to get somebody to do a short little video voiceover. They probably do it a whole lot better than me, but Huh. You get what you pay for, right? This is free. I had to do a couple of retakes where I missed a word or said a word incorrectly and redid those this week and sent that off. So I think I've got about 5 or 6 or 7 of these things in the hopper now. So I sent a couple that were public to my sister, and we've both been very, very busy this week. And we agreed that we will talk after I'm done with karate, after I call the car dealer, before I do a whole bunch of this other stuff. So the next week is the 25th anniversary party. Very busy. The week after that is Dragon Con. And for me, summer is basically over. So it's a gorgeous day. Happy to do all this stuff. I don't think I'm quite as happy as when I'm busy. It's a little stressful, but it's a good stress. It's a productive stress. And I think everybody needs that. So, you know, when I say I'm going to get something done, I'll get something done. My boss commented on that this last week when we talked at our one-on-one. And I'm very happy that he recognized and commented on that. So, until next time, 101.